is creation out of nefsin vahide, descent from Adam and Eve. While some Muslims hold that every other species of living beings was created through evolution, humans, they claim, are a special exception. However, there is no Islamic problem in believing that God created all living beings, including humans, through evolutionary processes. How then should we understand the Quran's claim of creation out of one kind or one entity? Nefsin vahide. Suretun Nisa, verse 1. O mankind, be conscious of your sustainer, who has created you out of one kind, and out of it created its mate, and out of the two spread abroad a multitude of men and women. Some Muslim theologians interpret this and other verses as the creation of Eve from Adam's rib and descent of all mankind from this couple. However, the Quran doesn't imply anything about the creation of Eve from Adam's rib. This belief snuck into the Muslim world from the Judeo-Christian tradition, Israiliyat. Muslim scholars hold that Israiliyat contains many apocryphal narratives. Thus, Muslims should not base their religious views about creation on such narratives. This narrative is also exploited in the denigration of women. Women's creation from and for men is used to attribute ontological inferiority to women. Some go so far as to claim that since woman was created from an errant rib, she has an inborn tendency to go astray. Again, the Quran neither contains nor tolerates any such sexist arguments. The creation of humanity out of one single kind is more properly understood as asserting that men and women are members of the same species. In support of this interpretation, we read in the following verses the Arabic word nefs used with the meaning kind. Suretun Nahil, verse 72. He creates for you mates out of your own kind, nefs. Suretu Ali Imran, verse 164. He raised up in their midst an apostle from among themselves. Here, the word nefs is translated as themselves. As indicated by these verses, first verse emphasizes the creation of mates of the same kind, and the other verse emphasizes sending of messengers among that same kind. The latter verse stresses, for example, that the apostles were not chosen from among angels. Neither mates nor apostles were created from the body parts of humans. If we understand the term creation out of one kind, entity, nefsin vahide, the same way as members of the same human species, as in the two verses we gave as examples, all confusion is clarified. Furthermore, the claims of these verses extend to all of humanity. The verse quoted at the beginning, for example, which begins with, O mankind, goes on to say that God has created you, halakakum, out of one living kind, one living entity. You then refers to the whole of mankind, including the first human, Adam. Creation from one living kind or one living entity in its Quranic context refers to all humankind. If, as some have claimed, one living kind or entity referred solely to Adam, the Arabic word should have begun with the definite article al, el-nefsul vahide. Therefore, the definition of one living kind entity does not refer to a single person, Adam, but to the creation of the humankind, man and women. Although the term one living kind or entity, nefsin vahide, is mentioned 5 times in the Quran, none of these occurrences refer to Adam. And if nefsin vahide in Suratul Araf, verse 189, refers to Adam, then Adam's spouse and children committed Islam's greatest sin, ascribing to other powers beside God, shirk. When the term is understood as referring to humankind, this bizarre conclusion disappears. Instead, the verse indicates that due to their children, part of humankind fall into shirk. Suratul Baqarah, verse 37, tells us, and God accepted his, Adam's, repentance. Yet, it does not mention anything about Adam's fall into the bigger sin of shirk, offering another reason why nefsin vahide should not be interpreted as Adam. Furthermore, verse 189 reveals that the reason behind the creation of mates is inclination with love, which is not restricted to the first humans, but applies to the entirety of humankind. This again supports my argument that the expression refers to humankind in general.